Welcome to the Wealth Building Made Simple podcast with Philip Washington Jr. Today's episode is brought to you by Reif Martin CPA. Today, along with Allison Reif Martin, Philip talks about alternative payment options. Philip Washington Jr. is a registered investment advisor. Information presented is for educational purposes only and does not intend to make an offer or solicitation for the sale or purchase of any specific securities, investments, or investment strategies. Investments involve risk and, unless otherwise stated, are not guaranteed. Be sure to first consult with a qualified financial advisor and/or tax professional before implementing any strategy discussed herein. Past performance is not indicative of future performance. And now, here's Philip.
All righty. We're back with another episode of Wealth Building Made Simple with Allison Reif Martin, CPA. What's going on, Allison?
You know, we are now through the middle of April. What do they say? April showers bring May flowers. I'm really hoping we get some of those April showers to get May flowers, which then makes me think of alternative ways to get May flowers, which then alternative payment options. I don't know. I was thinking of a good transition. I couldn't come up with it. So
that's good enough. Showers are like the money of heaven.
Oh my gosh. Yes. We could say let the money rain down in alternative ways.
Let's talk about some payment options. Yeah. I think this is a good topic because there's lots of different ways to, I had a contractor friend of mine. I'm going to do a side note that he became a friend probably through this interaction. But he's like super reliable contractor. And I said, hey, do you take, Zelle? And he went, I've been trying to figure out it on my phone. You know, I said, give me your phone. I set it up for him. When you set that up, he said, I texted my other client who had asked me that. And he sent me like a few grand, while he was there with me. And so I was like, all that money you're missing out. You know what I'm saying? So I'm shocked, and this is a good topic because there's a lot of businesses that are not aware of these alternative payment systems that are easier if they're dealing with cashless hooligans like me.
Well, actually, I would say I'm not surprised because if you look at the statistics of who are business owners, most of them are in their 50s. They're baby boomers who are used to the tried and true check and cash.
What's the
and
check?
So. Yeah, exactly. And just sit there and think if that's what you're used to. And sometimes, you don't know what you don't know. You know only what you've been used to. Why would you think and want to do something different? Everybody's afraid of change. Additionally, too, some of these alternative payment options are fraught with risk because of fraud. The alternative payment options are also fraught with extra fees. And so why not just take a check or cash?
Absolutely.
Why embrace change?
Why embrace changes? Yeah. I like what I like. Daddy, I like what I like.
Exactly, right? So some of the alternative payment options would include, as we all know, Zelle, Venmo. I can't even think of other ones. You were mentioning one called Lightning.
Yeah, I mean, you have Zelle, Venmo, PayPal is a big one, Square. And so those are like you said, those are traditional payment options that we can go through that are convenient, right? And they come with a fee for convenience. And so you got to sort through the net profit of convenience over like getting the money late, right? Because that's a cost. But then Lightning is another one. Lightning, stable coins, that's the crypto space. And that's a whole lot cheaper. And it runs 24/7. Lightning is the Bitcoin payment layer, and I'll get to that if you need to. But Lightning, and then stable coins, are cheaper payment rails where you can also pay locally and internationally. And as you know, international has way bigger fees. These sort of just slash through those at fractions of costs.
Right. We forgot to mention too, ACH, which I guess I would say baby boomers. I'm not a baby boomer, just so you know, but baby boomers, millennial or Gen Zers, which I am one of those, would maybe embrace and understand better. So Zelle, Venmo, those are just ways to make it easier to get payment for. I see a couple of downsides. A big one is risk for fraud, because I've actually had you know, where someone will send you an email with their bank information and say, hey, please pay, you know, Joe Flabeats to account 12345. And really, it wasn't Joe Flabeats. It was, you know, Johnny Sesmore wants you to, or Johnny Stealsmore wants you to use their account number. And so it's very, if you're not paying attention, it's easy to pay Johnny Sesmore or Stealsmore as opposed to Joe Flabeats. So you have to be mindful of, especially as a business owner, so that you don't give cash away or make payments unintentionally or to the wrong person. Be sure you're paying attention to who you're paying and that you're paying the right person.
That is one of the things. Steve just pulled up his website. Steve takes Bitcoin too. Steve takes everything. I was super impressed. But yeah, you're right. Because one of the things that I think when I started sending Venmo or Zelle or PayPal, I would like get on the phone with the person and be like, hey, all right, is this your number? Is this your email address? Is this actually you that I'm sending money to? Because once I send it, you know,
I don't get it back.
Yeah. So you do go through that. But once you do it and you do as much verification as you know on the front end to make it work, and it gets easier. And then when you send money on the blockchain, that's sort of really scary at first because there's no bank that can reverse it. Like at least if you send Zelle the wrong way, right? You can call your bank and say, hey, I made a mistake. Can you because it takes 2 or 3 days. Hey, just void that transaction out. You know what I mean?
I was going to say a lot of banks now are making you sign an acknowledgement that you understand that you won't get the money back.
Oh,
you're sending this to the right person because they've had so many times where
it probably costs a lot of money to do that too.
It can, right? So it's one of those. If you acknowledge, you know, so what I would recommend is a good with especially setting up somebody new, do a test payment. Yeah. And in fact, actually, that's what I always do is I'll say, I'll send you $1.50. You confirm you got it. Once you get the $1.50, I'll send you the difference. And sure, it's 2 transactions, but at least I know it went to the right person.
Yeah. That makes sense. That's I never thought to do that. I just sat on the phone and over.
I can lose $1.50, but you know, whatever else it is, I really don't feel like losing. So.
Steve's giving me a note. Steve's saying you can get the money back on Venmo after 1 week if the person at the other end doesn't
agrees.
Accept it. If they don't accept it. Okay. I didn't know that either.
Everybody
I sent money to on Cash App or Venmo, they'd be like, got it.
Well, and there again, just think of how many different ways you can say Joe Flabeats on Venmo. There's different spellings. And if you pick the wrong Joe Flabeats, you know, Joe Flabeats, the bad person, doesn't have any obligation to give you the money back.
And normally they tie it to your phone number or your email address, right? Which is why I always try to verify. How do you have it under your system?
Yeah. And
as a matter of fact, anytime I have somebody new who I pay, I will call them or email them or they're in front of me and I'll say, how do you have it linked under your phone number or email? Is this the right number or email? They'll say, yeah. And then once I find out and I get them linked in my system, then we can go back and forth. But every new person I still to this day always verify how they have it in their system. Cause like you said, they could be an old number, right? It could be an email, anybody on the dark web can find your email address these days. Cause they didn't all have leaks. So they can set up your name under your email address and get people sending you money.
Yes, exactly. So, I mean, and just think Hacker Joe is 20 steps ahead of us. So, you know, you sit there and think of that big AT&T breach, you know, cybersecurity in this particular case, using alternative payment options is really critical and important.
Absolutely.
So that's make sure you've got a strong IT person on your team who can help you understand how to set up the firewall and just to put in the proper procedures to be sure that you're paying the right person or receiving money from the right person for that matter, too.
Yeah. I would also say two, you got me thinking, 2FA authentication on every financial institution that you have your money at is important too, because now that you can do these things, you just want to have 2F, you know, which is 2-factor authentication. So that way it's not just password and email, which you should be changing periodically, but 2FA stops from anybody from logging in there and then changing your Zelle and, you know, way that you pay.
Well, and if you think you're, I mean, I don't know, I've gotten some phishing emails where the bad actor has included a QR code and said, here, your such and such is locked up. Scan this QR code onto your phone and then we'll unlock everything. And you're like, and somebody will do it because they're like, oh my God, you locked my access. So, yeah. You know,
dress makes us do it. Crazy things, right?
Yeah, exactly. And so this alternative payment options, which are completely wonderful and provide, like you say, a lot of flexibility. Be mindful of who you're giving your money to and what systems you're setting up. Make sure you understand how it all works.
Absolutely. Like my cousin says, get you a millennial. Like when she says millennial, it just means like a 20-year-old. She just calls every generation that's 20. Get you a millennial in your life.
I don't even think a 20-year-old anymore. You need like a 15-year-old who can show you how to use it, you know?
Like, that's true, right? Anyway, let everybody know how they can reach you if they want to just rethink the processes and how they do business.
Right. So you can reach me at my website, RifeMartinCPA.com, or you can email me at info@RifeMartinAccounting.com. And I will certainly say, make sure you have a strong IT person on your team. This one's too important to not do implement correctly.
Thanks.
Have a great day.
Philip Washington Jr. is a registered investment advisor. Information presented is for educational purposes only and does not intend to make an offer or solicitation for the sale or purchase of any specific securities, investments, or investment strategies. Investments involve risk and, unless otherwise stated, are not guaranteed. Be sure to first consult with a qualified financial advisor and/or tax professional before implementing any strategy discussed herein. Past performance is not indicative of future performance.